Well, the news to this morning, unfortunately, all the news is not all that good. This one that emerged last night is horrifying. This story from the Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital. A newborn baby died, another left with horrific brain damage after they were accidentally given nitrogen gas instead of oxygen in this bungle. The wrong gas canister was fitted into a neonatal resuscitation outlet in one of the hospital's birthing suites in July of last year. Between then and now, two babies were administered and what was believed to be oxygen turned out to be the nitrous oxide. One died, one's been left with brain damage. Now, as we say, the tragic mix-ups occurred in June and July of this year. So there wasn't a check done on the gas canister in the past 12 months. The questions we've been raising this morning are how it happens. People have been telling us this morning, and we've had people tell us, that these gas canisters have specific connections, so you can't mix it up. Because each gas canister...
People are just scratching their heads trying to say, how did on earth did this happen?
Yep. The company that provides the canisters, BOC, according to the health department, had certified the canisters. There are lots of questions that be raised about this. I mean, you're talking about this particular birthing suite sitting there, apparently unused for 12 months. So if you bring it back into operation, you've got to check, don't you, all the bits and all the connections to make sure everything's right. The Health Minister, Gillian Skinner, she's going to hold a news conference at 8 o'clock this morning, so she's not available to talk before then. She'll face some pretty serious questions, but Walt Secord is the New South Wales Shadow Health Minister. I'm guessing he's been asking some of these same questions about the nuts and bolts of how this could happen. He's on the line. Walt, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, John.
Well, thanks for joining us. Have you been able to get any more information out of the government at this stage?
No, I've been chasing up information overnight, but I know that Mrs. Skinner is holding a press conference at 8 o'clock, and since then I'm calling for an independent external investigation conducted separate from the Department of Health. There's no point New South Wales Health investigating itself. We want to find out what protocols are in place, and why they were not followed, or if they were followed, and also the issue of installation at the hospital. Again, this is every parent's worst nightmare.
I mean, one of these big questions is, if this gas canister was installed and then certified in July last year, why has it taken 12 months? Was it not checked in that time?
Well, that's the information that we are hearing. But again, we want to know. That's why there has to be an independent external investigation into the New South Wales Health, into this and how it happened, why it happened, the protocols, and why it's been almost 11 months, 12 months since the installation. And there are a number of birthing rooms. Now, I understand that the state government's doing a review of other facilities around the state. But again, let's find out what happened. There's been a lot of finger pointing this morning already, and Mrs. Skinner and the government are already pointing at the gas company.
Yeah.
So let's just have an independent investigation into this and find out how it happened, why it happened, and if protocols were followed or if they were not followed.
And as you said, they've been very quick to shift the blame to BOC. But if BOC is guilty here, and if they've wrongly installed these gas canisters, then surely all of their government contracts should be declared null and void immediately.
Listen, let's
at the very least.
Listen, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's find out what happened, have an independent investigation. But heads should roll. Heads should roll. This is every parent's worst nightmare. Birth of a child, they have an emergency cesarean, should be the happiest time in their life, and then it turns into a tragedy, and it could have been prevented. That is the worst part of this. It is heartbreaking. I've heard the mother this morning. It just rips your heart to hear this story.
How was this problem not picked up after the first baby was given the wrong guess?
I don't know, but it was an alert pediatrician who raised the alarm. It was a smart, quick-thinking doctor who said, hey, something's not working here, and he's the one that raised the alarm on Thursday.
Yeah, but are you a little bit cynical, too, about the timing of the release last night? It happened during the 6 p.m. news when not many questions could be asked of the government. It certainly got political overtones, hasn't it, the way it was handled?
Well, and Mrs. Skinner this morning snapping on a press conference at 8 o'clock. When was the last time that you had called a press conference being held at 8 o'clock in the morning? That is to get around the press gallery and the normal political reporters. That is about getting in early and getting her message out there before everyone else.
Have you been asking questions overnight? Because we've had callers here about how this works in relation to the fail-safe, which should be there, so that the different types of gas can't physically be connected to the wrong bottle. They're saying they've got different connectors that don't allow it to happen. What's your understanding?
Well, Gary and John, I'll have to say that I'm learning about this probably like the rest of the community, you know, they say that there are that it is an installation problem. But again, let's not jump to conclusions. This is a new area for me. I do not know how the installation works. Again, that is why I want an independent external investigation separate from New South Wales Health. Mrs. Skinner is already pointing the finger at the gas company. Let's just find out and get to the bottom of this first.
I mean, how common are some of these medical mishaps that we're seeing in our hospitals now?
Well,
I mean, we've been told over the years that the error rate was improving.
Well, unfortunately, Western Sydney hospitals are under enormous pressure, and we also know this comes on the back of the chemotherapy underdosing scandal at St. Vincent Bathurst and Orange Hospital. Then, in May, you guys probably remember that little boy, the 2-year-old boy, who went to Blacktown Hospital and then sent home, developed a golden staph, and ended up in ICU at Westmead. Sadly, this is what happens when you tear $3 billion out of the health system.
Indeed. Well, we'll hopefully know a little bit more in less than an hour.
Well, she's up at 8 o'clock, and let's see if she answers some questions or if it raises more questions.
All right. Well, Walt Secker was the Shadow Minister. He made a point there. It's a political point about taking money out of the health system, but we've heard over the years about administration costs being reduced to try and save money. But if that means people talk about pencil pushers, but pencil pushers sometimes are the people that go around and do these checks, aren't they?
They are indeed.